Samantha Ferguson.
The sound of her name in that gruff baritone had her whole body flushing hot and her brain stuttering to a halt. Oh my God. He'd always flustered her. She'd struggled with that burden the entire time she'd tutored him in high school, accepting that she was genetically programmed for his mere presence to make her synapses short-circuit. But this? Holy wow! The Marines had honed the bad boy athlete she'd crushed on into something truly spectacular. Add that wicked grin and the glint in those piercing blue eyes that had always spelled fun and trouble, and Sam's mouth began to water. One ginger brow arched, and she realized she'd been staring. Griffin Powell! His name was the only thing she could manage. Thank God she didn't squeak or wheeze it.
So you do remember me.
As if she could forget the guy who'd starred in the majority of her teenage fantasies. It would be hard not to. Crap, did that really just come out of her mouth? His grin cranked up a few notches. Yep, she'd totally said that out loud. Awesome. 4 years, 2 bachelor's degrees, and a position in one of the top PhD programs in the country, and he still reduced her brain to hormonal mush.
It's good to see you.
Griff opened those burly arms and leaned in. They were hugging friends? When had they become hugging friends? Sam's inner teen girl hyperventilated as she leaned in to wrap her arms around him. Holy hell, he felt good. Big and broad and solid. Her head nestled perfectly against his shoulder as he squeezed her close. Was it her imagination, or did he hold on a little bit longer than necessary? Maybe he'd been in need of a familiar face. Torn between wanting to put space between them to find some even footing and burrowing in to get a better whiff of that soap and healthy man smell, Sam stayed right where she was. In her world, you didn't ever let go of a hug first. The other person might really need the contact. With a last squeeze, he stepped back, looking for a moment a little uncertain.
You're the first face from home I've seen in a long, long time.
Sam had the sense there was something a little tender there. She smiled, relieved to see a hint of the vulnerability she'd recognized back in high school. It was the thing that had humanized him enough she could still talk to him. Well, I'm glad it was a friendly one. He spun her suitcase around and released the handle, tipping it into her hand.
This thing weighs a ton. Did you bring a body to Vegas?
I could certainly fit one in here, but no. More changes of clothes and shoes than I can possibly need. I have to be prepared for anything surrounding the wedding. Griff went brows up, some of that grin fading.
You're getting married?
Was he disappointed at the idea of that? Dismissing the thought as the most absurd thing to ever cross her mind, she snorted. Hardly, but my college roommate is. What about you? Why are you in Vegas?
Pleasure.
Something about the way the word rolled off his tongue had a shiver skating down Sam's spine.
Just finished my 4 years in the Marines. Came out to have a little fun.
Before she could give in to the urge to ask what kind of fun, she blurted, Congrats! What's next?
An all-I-can-eat buffet is pretty high on the list. After that, the sky's the limit.
Are you here with friends? He probably had buddies to go meet. But Griff shook his head. This glorious specimen of not a total stranger was here on his own? Before her brain could jump down that rabbit hole of crazy, someone shouted her name from across the room. Sam! Girl! We're here!